We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachmush and Chav Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We're in Adios, Perikvav, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is a lengthy conversation between, back and forth, between the Tanoim regarding the topic we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. We learned in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about an Eiver Men Hachai. Eiver Men Hachai, we may know of an Eiver Men Hachai, but Eiver Men Hachai, not speaking about the Isser of eating, it was speaking about the Tumah of Eiver Men Hachai. Now, normally, as we said, a mace is obviously Tameh, but the Mishnah taught us that an Eiver Men Hachai, if you have a full limb, even smaller than a kezias, that comes off, that's been separated from a live person, an Eiver Shalem, separated from a live person, has the status of a mace. And it's mitame all three categories of tumah: maga, touching; masa, carrying, if you know, touching; and oel. So this is an Eiver Men Hachai, is mitame maga, masa, and oel. And the Rambam explains it's based on the pasuk, v'chol asher yigah al pnei hasadeh b'chal al cherev over mace, the pasuk in Parashas Chukas. It mentions mace, and it mentions chalal cherev, someone who was killed by a sword. So we're telling you that if you have an aver that was separated by a sword from a live body, it's kemace, it has the same status as a dead body. Okay, so our Mishnah is going to deal with where you have a kezias basar, flesh that's the size of a kezias, from aver men hachai. So remember, we were speaking about the Eiver Men Hachai that was a full Eiver, a full limb. Now we're not talking about a full limb. We're speaking about where it's a kezias of flesh. It's not a full limb. We said a full limb is tameh like tameh mace, even if it's very small. It's a full limb, a full finger, even less than a kezias, from a chai is going to be tameh, all three levels, maga, masa, and oel. What about a kezias basar from an Eiver Men Hachai? It's not a full limb, but it's a kezias. It's a full olive size. So that's, we think about that. On the one hand, we say, well, it's not a full limb. On the other hand, it's a kezias. It's a larger size. When it comes to Tumas Mace, we know that Tumas Mace, if it's a dead body, it's a kezias Men Hamace is going to be Metame. And another thing we'll be discussing is Etzem Kisaora from Eiver Men Hachai. In other areas of Halacha, if you have a bone, there's no flesh on it at all, and it's the size of a barley seed, so that is going to be metame. And it's not metame ba'ohel, but it is an etzem, the size of bone, even a very small bone. The size of a seora, of a barley seed, will be metame with maga and masa, not a ba'ohel, but touching or carrying. So we want to know what's the status regarding, on the one hand, a kezias basar from Eiver Men Hachai and an etzem seora from Eiver Men Hachai. Both, when it comes to a mace, we know is tameh. Etzem kisaor is tameh b'maga v'masa, and basar, kezayis basar, flesh, even though it's not a full limb, is tameh b'maga masa v'ohel. What's the story regarding the basar, kezayis basar, or etzem kisaor from achai? So that's the discussion in the Mishnah here. Kezayis basar, the Mishnah begins, kezayis basar ha'poresh me'ever manachai. Here you have a kezias, not a full limb, coming from an Eiver Men Hachai, but a kezias basar, full olive size of flesh that's been separated from a live person. Rabbi Eliezer mitame. Rabbi Eliezer says that is going to be mitame. It's a full tumma, maga, masa, and oel. No different than a kezias basar min hames, and no different than a full limb of that's been separated from a chai. And Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nechunya mitarim. They say no, it's not going to be the same as a kezias min hames, and it's not going to have the tumma of a full Eiver Men Hachai. Kezias basar separated from an Eiver Men Hachai is tahor. That's the first machlokes we are tanorim we have in the Mishnah. And then etzem kasaora haporesh me'Eiver Men Hachai. Let's say you have a bone. There's no flesh, but it's a bone, and it's the size of a barley seed, and it's been separated not from a mace, but Eiver Men Hachai. Rabbi Nechunya is mitame, v'Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua mitarin, and the other tanoim say that it's tahor. So here, in fact, it's not the tanoim themselves are separate. Here, when it came to the kezias basar, Rabbi Eliezer says it's tameh, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nechunya said it's tahor. When it came to the etzem kisaor, Torah, Rabbi Nechunya, it says it's Tameh, and Eliezer and Yeshua say it's Tar. So what's the basis? We'll see the rationale for each of these opinions. Amulu Rabbi Eliezer. So they said to Rabbi Eliezer, we'll begin with the topic of Kazayas Basar that's been separated from Aver Menachai. So where Rabbi Eliezer says it's Tameh, and the Midrash Tanaim said it's going to be Tar. So Amulu Rabbi Eliezer, Ma Ra'isa L'Tameh Kazayas Basar HaPoresh Be'Aver Menachai? Well, what's the rationality that you thought that the Kazayas Basar that separates from an Aver Menachai should be Tameh? Amar Lahem, well, Matzinu Aver Menachai Kimei Shalem. Well, what happened in the previous Mishnah? Did we not treat a full limb from a live person like a mace? And when he said it has the full tumma like a mace? So the same thing should be true when it comes to Kazayis Basar that comes from a Chai. Maha Meis, Kazayis Basar HaPoresh Mimenu Tameh. Just like when it comes to a dead body, Kazayis Basar of a dead body is Tameh, full Tama, Magamasa, Noel. Afer Aver Menachai, so too, when it comes to Aver Menachai, which we said in the previous Mishnah, we said has Tuma like a mace, so a Kazayis Basar from that Aver Menachai, HaParish Mimenu, should be a tummy, should be no different than a Kazayis Basar Ben HaMace. So Amulo, so the other Chacham and the other two Amorim said to Rabbi Eliezer, lo, no, that rationale is flawed. Why? Because Imti Mesa, Kazayis Basar HaParish Ben HaMace, Shekein Ti Mesa, Etzem Kisaora HaParish Mimenu. So he said that's not, logic is flawed. Why? Because you know why Kazayis Basar from a dead body is Tommy? Because we're very strict by a dead body. Isn't it true that an Etzem, a bone the size of a barley seed from a dead body is Tommy? Well, that's not true when it comes to a, according to you, when it comes to from a Chai, you don't say that an Etzem the size of a Kisaora, bone the size of a barley seed is Tommy from a Chai. So why then should a Kazayis Basar Min HaChai be Tommy? Tatami Kazayis Basar HaPorish Me'ver Min HaChai Shekein Tihar to Etzem Kisaora HaPorish Mimenu. You say that Etzem Kisaora from a Chai is Tahor. So why should you say that a Kazayis Basar that separates from a Chai should be considered Tame? It should be Tahor like a Sora. Well, obviously, we don't treat a Chai like a mace. That's been separate from a Chai. But if it's Etzem Kisaora, you yourself, Rabbi Ezra, as we'll see, hold, is Tahor. So then the Kazayis Menames should be Tahor. The only thing that's Tame from every Menachai is a full limb. But that's all. So and then the Gemara says, rather, the Mishnah says, now we're going to question the person, Rabbi Nechumya, who says that if you have a bone the size of the Kisaora, the size of a barley seed that separates from an Aver Menachai, he says it's Tamei. We'll see the Chachamim challenge that as well. Omelo, Rabbi Nechumya, Maro Isa the Tamei Etzem Kisaora, HaParish Me'Aver Menachai. Why are you treating a bone the size of a barley seed regarding an Aver Menachai? The same as coming off a dead body. So Amar Lahem, why you say it's Tameh? Amar Lahem, he says, well, Matzina Aver Menachai Kimei Shalem. Remember the previous Mishnah? Did we not treat that a full limb from a live person is treated like a dead body? So I say the same thing here. Maha Meishru, the same thing regarding, just like when it comes to a dead body, Etzem Kisaora HaParish Me'ani Tameh. Af Aver Menachai Etzem Kisaora. So if when it comes to a mace, the an etzem kisora is considered tame. So every menachai will be also the etzem kisora will be tame, just like an aver, just like a full limb. So Amulah said to Rabbi Nechonya, no, not true. Your rationale is also flawed. Imti meis, because you yourself were not machmir when it comes fully that a Aver Menachai is like an Aver Menameis. Why? Lo, imti meis, esem kisora haparish menameis, shekein ti meis, kizayis basar parish mimenu. When it comes to an etzem kisora, so the that we that separated from a dead from a dead body. So that's tamei. But you know why that bone is tamei? Because the kezayis bus is also tamei. To tamei etzem kisaora ha-perish me'ever manachai shekeinti harter kezayis bus or perish me'menu. According to your reasoning, according to you, rather, your opinion, you said a kezayis buser from an Eiver Menachai is Tahor, is not Tameh. So why is an Etzem Kisaora Tameh? It should be Tahor as well. We obviously, according to your opinion, we don't completely compare an Eiver Menachai to an Eiver Menames. So if according to you, you hold that a kezayis buser from an Eiver Menachai is Tahor, so an Etzem Kisaora should be Tahor as well. So Amulo la Rabbi Eliezer. So now they said to Rabbi Eliezer, going back to his opinion, he was the one who said that a kezayis basar from an Eiver Menachai is tamei, like a mace as well. So Amulo Eliezer, Marisa lechalachlok midosecha. Why exactly did you separate your opinion? Which means, on the one hand, you said a kezayis basar. Now we can ask the question going into both opinions, as we will see. Why do you say that that you're going to be machmir by kezayis basar and not by etzem kesora? Etzem kesora, you said, is Torah. Kezayis basar is going to be tamei. Why is that? If you're telling me that a kezayis buster of a Eiver Menachai is Tameh because a Kezayis buster from a mace is Tameh, so then it's the same thing should be when it comes to the Etzem Kisaora, that the bone also is Tameh by a mace, should be Tameh by Eiver Menachai. Why are you only Mitameh Kezayis buster from Eiver Menachai? So, Tameh Bishneim. Either say both are Tameh, Otar Bishneim, or both are Tor. You should, the buster Kezayis Menachai and Etzem Kisaora Menachai should be the same. Amar lahem, I'll tell you why. Meruba tumas habasa mi tumas ha'atzamos. I'll tell you why I'm more machmir by the flesh, the kezayis flesh, than I am by the bone the size of a barley seed regarding Eiver min hachai. Because we find that tumas habasa in general, tuma of flesh, is more. There are more cases of that than tumas ha'atzamos, than tuma of bones. For example, shahabasa noheg b'nevelos uvishratzim, macha enkin ma'atzamos. Flesh of a nevela, or the flesh of a sheretz are tameh, yet the bones of a nevela and or bones of a sheretz are not tameh. That's derived from the pasuk. It says v'nogab b'nivlasam yitma, and the drasha we learn is b'nivlasam means the flesh and not the atzamos and not the horns as well, not the hoofs as well. So we see that tumas basar is more chamor, is more strict than tumas atzamos. That's why I, Rabbi Eliezer says, that's why I hold that when we're trying to, when I choose one of the cases of an aver and hachai that are going to be tameh, obviously besides the full limb, is going to be the flesh that's the size of a kezayis and not a small bone. Davar acher, another reason why I'm more machmer by tumas basar than tumas atamos, because Eiver, Sheyesh Alav Basar Kara'ui, Mitameh B'maga Uvamasav Olo. If you have Eiver Menachai, and there's in fact a full amount of flesh. What do you mean, Basar Kara'ui? Ra'ui for what? The shiur, the amount of flesh that's on the bone, that will allow the bone, allow that limb to continue to live. It wouldn't be where it's going to be, it's going to be gangrene and they have to be amputated. If you have a limb and there's enough buster that's on it, that it would be able to continue to live, assuming it's attached to the person, which is, how much buster is that? Which is, in fact, we assume is even less than the kezayis. And that is that Eiver Menachai that has enough basar, that's ra'ui, for the person to continue to live, is mitame b'mag v'masav ohel. Why? Because any Eiver that's kibiriyoso, that has enough flesh and sinews, and bones, is going to be mitame kemes. Chaser habasar, yet if you don't have that basar missing is tame, is going to be tame, meaning it's mitame begav magav amasa. It's not mitame ba'ohel, but still mitame begav amasa. So what do you see from there? That when we think about an Eiver Menachai, the key, the most important part of the Eiver Menachai is the basar, is the flesh. And if there's enough flesh that it's able to live, and when it's attached to a person, person, so that limb is going to be tame. But chaser, and if it's missing that basar, if it's going to be it's mitame magov masa chaser, but chaser etzem tahor. So this line is a little bit difficult. We'll explain. I'm going to read from the Bar Tanua to understand what the logic here is. And once again, this is just another proof that Rabbi Eliezer is giving as to how where we see that Tumas Basar, Tumah of flesh, is more strict in more cases than Tumah of an Etzem. So the background that Bar Tanua gives you is like this. He says, an Aver is not Metame, a limb, a full limb, unless it has Basar, Gidim, and Atzamos. It has flesh, and it has the sinews, arteries, veins, nerves, etc., and bone. Based on the pasuk, it says O be'etzem adam, and we say just like when we speak about an adam, the adam, we assume that the etzem includes basar, gidim, flesh, and sinews as well. So to anything that has basar, gidim, and atzamos is tummy. Let's say you're missing some flesh, but you still have enough flesh that it's able to the limb is able to continue to live, assuming it's attached to the person. It's going to be mitame mishum aver. It still has, it doesn't have that much flesh on it, less than the kazayas, but nonetheless, it's still considered a limb because it still can live. And that's what it means, that if basar is missing, it's still tame. It's missing a certain amount of flesh, but there's enough at least for the limb to continue to live. But let's say you're missing any little bit of the bone of that limb, then it's not mitame mishum aver anymore. So that's what it means. If it's missing any little bit of the bone, it's tahor. But if it's missing, but it's still tummy mishum basar. So that's what we're saying. If it's missing any little bit of the bone, it's already tahor. If it's missing a little bit of flesh, it still could be tummy if there's enough flesh on it that the limb continue to live. So that's an example where the meruba tumas de basar, there's a greater tumma when it comes to basar than tumas etzem. A little bit of the bone missing, then that aver is not mitame mishum aver anymore. So you see that etzem obviously is more tahor than tameh, or more tar than basar. So that was his response. And then Amrulah Rabbi Nechunya. Remember, Rabbi Nechunya was the one who distinguished between etzem kseora, where he was strict when it came to Ever Menachai, and kezayis basar from Ever Menachai, where he said that was not tameh. So they wanted to know, Amrulah Rabbi Nechunya, ma ro'isa lachlok midosecha, why did you distinguish in your opinion, o tameh b'shneihem, o taher b'shneihem, either make both the kezayis basar from Achai tameh and the etzem kseora from Machai Tameh, or make them both tahor? So Amar Lahem, Meruba Tumas Hatzamos Mi Tumas HaBasar. I say the exact opposite of Rabbi Eliezer. There are more cases of Tumas Tumah of a bone than Tumah of flesh. How do I know? Shehabasar HaParish Menachai Tahor. If you have flesh that's been separated from a live person, that's going to be tahor. Ve'ever ha'poresh mimenu v'hu kibriyoso tameh. But a limb that's been separated from a person, assuming it is able to live that way, still attached, then it's going to be tameh. What does that mean? So we explained this a little bit above, and was almost using the same argument from a poor and switch before and switching the logic. What we're pointing out is really that which we said earlier shows that in Rabbi Eliezer's argument really shows that the etzim is stronger, is more chomer than the basar. Because if you have basar that separates from a chai, it's tahor. Yet an aver that separates from a chai, we said that has significance of tumah, assuming had it been attached to the body, it would have been able to live. So what does that show you? It shows you that the limb is more significant. It's from the fact that there's a bone that's attached to it that allows it to have tumah, and not because of the flesh that's attached to it. So that is it's an aver. An aver, we have 248 limbs in the body. When we speak about having what's considered an aver, that's the status of a limb, it's the fact that it has a bone. 248 is based on the fact that we assume we have 248 bones in the body, really 206, but Chazal assume they were 248, but it's all derived from the fact that there is a bone there. So that tumah is really derived from the bone, and it's an aver. The fact that it can live still attached to the body is not so much about the flesh, it's more about the bone itself. So that is one argument. And Davar Acher, another argument that he gives, that there's more tumah by bones than flesh, kazayas basar from a mace. Mitami b'magva masa oel, as we know, when olive sides of flesh and a dead body has the full tumah, v'rovat samos mitamin bimaga uvamasa uva ohel. And if you have, we had this earlier, if you have a majority of the bones of the body, 248, so 125 bones of the body, if you have that amount, that will be mitame full maga masa and ohel. If chaser habasar, if you have a limb that's lacking, if you have a flesh and it's lacking even a kezias, it's lacking a kezias in size, Tor, and it's not going to be mitame, magav masur and oel. Chaser rovat samos, we're looking at flesh versus bones. So when it comes to a kezias of flesh, so that's what we said is mitame magav masur oel. Very nice. And when I have rovat samos, 125, that's mitame if also. Let's say the bus or the flesh is less than a kezias. So it's completely tor. There's no tumah at all. Not maga, not masa, not oil. Yet chaser rovat samos. Yet if you're missing the majority of bones, it's not 125. It's less than half the body. Well, afal pisha tor mitame ba'oel, mitame bagva masa. It may lose its status of being mitame in an oel, but it's still mitame if you touch it, if you carry it. We know that in etzem, even the size of a barley sheet is mitame magva masa. Yet a barley seed size of flesh is not mitame magva masa, not mitame at all. Davar Acher, another argument regarding bones. Kol basar hameis shu pachos mikizayis. Let's say you have flesh from a mace that's less than a kizayis. How could you have that? Let's say a nafel. Let's say an aborted feast, very small. It's tor. If it's less than a kizayis basar on the whole body, it's tor. Yet when it comes to bones, rov binyano v'rov minyano shel meis, if you have the majority of the binyan of the building, literally the body, we spoke about that in Perek Aleph. What's considered rov binyan? Let's say if you have a thigh and two calves, already that's considered rov binyan. What's rov binyan? We said a majority of the bones, 125 of a mace. Even though you don't have a rova, a quarter of a kav size of atzamos, because the rova kav atzama of a mace is mitame ba'ohel. If you have that measure, that volume, a kav worth six kav equal a saw. If you have that amount of bones, a quarter of a kav of atzamos, even if it's not the majority of the binyan of the body, the exoskeleton, or minyan of the number of bones, 125, it's still mitame ba'ohel because it's rova kav atzamos. So even if you don't have a rova kav atzamos, still tamein, they're going to be mitame. So once again, if you have a full mace, but it has less than a kezias on it, so that's not going to be like an afel. That's not going to be tameh. Yet when it comes to the bones, if you have 125 bones or rov binyano, two calves and a thigh, that will be mitameh, even though you don't have the shiur of a rova hakav tameh and a mitameh ba'oel. So clearly, the tumah of bones is more than tumah's basar. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Now, Rabbi Yeshua was mitahar both. If you go back to the opinions in the Mishnah, we have a Nechunya, and Rabbi Eliezer at least was mitame one of them. So they said, according to you, why don't you treat a kezayis baso or an etzem kesaora that come from an Ever Menachai like the kezayis baso or etzem kesaora that come from a dead body? After all, did we not compare in the previous Mishnah that we compare the two, that an Ever Menachai has the din like a meis shalim? So Amar lahem, lo, you can't compare the two. Ima Martin, the meis, shek yesh bo rov, virova, virakov, tomu vachai, she'ein bo rov, virova, virakov. You want to compare an Avram and Achai to an Avram and Ames? You want to say that Etzem Kisora and a Kizai's Basra from Achai should be like a Mace? Halachas of a Mace are much more common than Achai. By a Mace, we have this concept of Rov. Remember Rov Binyan, 125 bones, Rov Binyan to a thigh and two calves. That's only Tommy when it comes to a Mace. How about Rova, the quarter of a calf of bones? That's Mitame by a Mace. That even if it's not Rov Minyan, Rov Binyan, but it's still Mitame. That you don't have by a Chai. Or Rakov. Let's say you have dust that's where if it's a mace that was decomposed. That's Mitame if it's a full, what we call Malo Tarvad Rakov, where it's a full spoon, a very large spoon that has, let's say, two hands worth inside. That's all when it comes to a dead body. Toma b'chai, that it's Tame. Toma b'chai, you're going to say the same thing should apply to every man achai, where there is no such thing. She'en bo rov v'rov v'rakov. So why should then I be Mitame an etzem kisaora of every man achai? Or a kezayis Basar min hachai, if it doesn't have all the other chumras that you have when it comes to a mace. Okay, we begin the seventh perek. Some a little bit lighter. Pidyon Peter Chamor, or Pidyon Habein. Hey, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Tzadok, al Pidyon Peter Chamor shemeis, she'ein bo la kohen klum. So this is based on a mission in Bechoros, Periches Mishneches, where in the Mishnah there it says, Hamafrish Pidyon Bino V'Avad Chayav Bachar Yosef. You have someone who has a firstborn son. He designated 5 Selah. It could be Shavu Kesel. It could be something worth 5 Selah. And he said, designate this is why on his 31st day I'm going to redeem my firstborn son. And the money was lost. So since this money didn't come into the hands of the Kohen just yet, he's Chayav Bachrayis. He has to give another 5 Selah to be poda his son. Pasuk says, Kol Peter Rechem Ba'adam Va'behema Yiyaloch Ach Pados Tifdes Buchor Ha'adam. What do we learn from the words Yiyaloch and Pado Tifdeh? L'chshet Yiyalocha HaPidyon. Meaning, when it comes to the Kohen Sands, Yelacha, then as Pado Beno Padui, then Pado Tifteh, then indeed he is redeemed. Let's say, though, you separated, you had a Peter Chamor, here's a firstborn donkey, which has Kedusha as well. And what do we normally do? You separate a Seh to redeem it. You give the Seh to the Kohen, and then the Peter Chamor, the firstborn donkey, is redeemed, and you can work that donkey right, and that donkey is not a problem. Here, you set aside a Seh that you're going to give to the Kohen, and the Seh died. So do we say the same thing? The Kohen never got the Seh, so your Chamor, Peter Chamor, is not Padui, is not redeemed? Or do we say, no, the Halacha by Peter Chamor is different? That's the machlokas of Eliezer and Chachamim in our Mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Tzadok, al Pidyon Petach Hamor. So Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Tzadok testified about the Pidyon of Petach Hamor, the firstborn donkey, Shemes, that died, meaning what? The Pidyon died, the Seh died before it was given to the Kohen, but you had separated it out to redeem the firstborn donkey, She'ein bo la Kohen klum, which means you don't have to give the Kohen another Seh. What do we know about this? She Rabbi Eliezer Omer Chayavim Machra Yuso. So this is Machlokas. So now they testified. Okay, Rabbi Shur Rabbi Tzadok testified regarding the Pinyon Petach Hamor that the Kohen doesn't have anything. That's really Machlokas. She Rabbi Eliezer Omer Chayavim Machra Yuso Kamei Slam Shalbein. Rabbi Eliezer says you are Chayav Bachai, so you have to replace it with another Seh. The Seh got lost. It died. You have to replace it like the 5 Selah of your son. No different than Pidyon Habein is going to be Pidyon Petach Hamor. V'chachamim omim ein chayavin b'achra yuso elok Pidyon shel maser sheni. Does not follow the rules of Pidyon Habein, but rather Pidyon maser sheni. So what's the basis of the machlokas? Rabbi Eliezer says the pasuk compares Petach Hamor to Bechor Adam. It says ach pado tifteh es Bechor Adam ves Bechor b'hamei habeimot hatameot tifteh in b'amer yuduches. So whatever law applies to Pidyon Habein will apply to Petach Hamor. The same way the money has to be replaced, so the Seh has to be replaced. The Chachamim say no, they don't have to replace it, because the only comparison that the Pasuk is there to teach you by Petach Hamor and Bechor Adam is regarding the fact that you have to redeem it, but not regarding the Halach of Achrayus, of that taking responsibility to replace it. No. How do we treat the Seh like Pidyon of Maser Sheni. What's that? If you have Maser Sheni produce, you don't want to schlep to Yushalayim, you want to redeem it onto coins, and you do so, and you redeem it onto coins, and now somehow that those coins were lost, you can't bring them to Yushalayim because they're not here anymore. You're not chayav to replace them, the money is lost, okay? You don't have nothing to bring to Yushalayim, and therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Tzadok, we follow the Chachamim, that in fact, that's when the Mishnah says the beginning, that Ein Bola Kohen Klum, it does not follow the rules of Pinyon Abayin, it follows the rules of Pinyon of Maser Sheni, that Petach Hamor does not, the seh does not have to be replaced.